Chapter 79. Dr. Wilson Fulak was the first person that Celeste thought might be a good idea. After a night of ice, Ron made it downstairs with the immobilizer on his leg and then unstrapped it when he got into his red Ford. The ride up wasn't horrible, although pressing on the brake caused him to wince, and the position required of his leg caused it to throb by the time he got onto the parkway. At least there wouldn't be any braking for a while. It was a smooth shot to Bergen County. He reapplied the immobilizer in front of Celeste's house. She'd heard squeak and was out the door before he got himself out of the car. She walked over and said, "Can we take your car?" "Sure," said Ron. He had never been in the passenger seat before, and it felt strange. The squeak seemed louder. The ride seemed bumpier. It was a short ride to Fulak's office. The doctor removed the immobilizer and asked, "Where did you get this?" "I'm a football coach," said Ron. "We have a couple of them in case of an emergencies. This is an old style and the wrong size, but I have something that will help you." Ron knew what was coming, and he wasn't disappointed. Fulak pressed and twisted and bent his knee, and Ron could not help but cry out, "When did you have this open knee?" Ron stared at the zipper on his right leg. The memories that it brought back were brutal. "When I was 19. That's 14 years ago. And the other leg? The year before, when I was 18. Things have changed quite a bit since then. We rarely cut into knees like this anymore, unless it's a torn ligament or a reconstruction." "Were they meniscus tears in both knees?" "Yes," said Ron. "They also found bone chips and a benign tumor in my left knee." "All right," said Fulak. "I want to do an arthrogram of your left knee. There is quite a bit of swelling, so it will be necessary to do an aspiration first. Then we will inject the knee with a dye and use a fluoroscope to get a good look at it." Ron wanted to scream. He knew what an aspiration was. He had been subjected to more than 20 of them before surgery had been done on his left leg. They were excruciating. He must have gone pale because Celeste said, "Will you be numbing the knee first?" Dr. Fulak chuckled. "Of course. Why would anyone aspirate a knee without numbing it first?" Ron stayed silent and Celeste spoke. "His was done repeatedly, without anesthetic." "Well, surely we don't do that anymore." Ron felt a sense of relief. Fulak walked up to his phone and buzzed his nurse. The procedure was scheduled for the next day. "Were you hurt on the job, Ron?" "We were at football practice." "Are you a paid coach?" "Yes, I get a stipend." "You'll want to file a workman's comp case then." "What does that mean?" Celeste and Fulak exchanged a look. "If you were hurt at work, you're entitled to some compensation. Make sure that you have filed an accident report, and it'll all be paid for by your employer." Ron felt fear. Suppose they fired him for getting hurt? Suppose they took away his honors class? "I'm not sure that I want to do that." "Your employer carries insurance, Ron. They'll expect it.